In Canada, a third of all working-age adults are affected by low literacy, while 1 in 10 have a learning or literacy disability such as dyslexia. And in a multilingual nation where English, French, and other languages are regularly used, language barriers mean many employees need additional help with written and spoken communication.
Stone Age America. A virgin land, a world great beasts have ruled for millions of years. And for early human settlers, it is an age in which stone weapons can be the difference between life and death. Rachel grew quiet. She did not rise from her blanket until Leia shook her and insisted she help the rest of the women in their work. Only then would Rachel spin, or weave, or work the garden, but wordlessly and without a smile. Jacob could not rouse her from her sadness. Rebuffed by her unbending silence, he stopped calling her to him at night. Rachel was alone in her own black night. Bilhah saw Rachel's despair and went to her where she huddled on her blanket. The little sister lay down beside Rachel and held her as gently as a mother. "Let me go to Jacob on your behalf. Let me become your vessel until your time comes, for your time will yet arrive. Let me be your hope, Rachel. I will not disappoint you." Rachel made no reply. She said nothing for a long time. Bilhah was accustomed to silence and waited. Finally, Rachel turned and kissed her, gathering the small woman close to her body, and the tears she shed were not bitter or even salty, but sweet as rainwater.
There was little love lost for Judy on the part of the three main male stars. Fearful that she might upstage them, Miss Hamilton claims they played against her, not with her. Judy was also made much aware that she had been the second choice, the first being Shirley Temple, for the role of Dorothy. There was no question that Judy was delivered daily to the set into an arena of super magnified hostility.